Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the ninth day of Adar Sheni, Tavshin Pei Beis, Masechta Demai, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Zayin. Halakeach Mibalabais, a person who buys produce from an Amoret, who's a householder, who sells only from his fields. V'chozav Lakach Menushne, and he buys from him a second batch. Ma'asim Azelza, he's allowed to take a Meiser from one batch for the other. Why? Because it's assumed that it comes from all his field, from his fields, and either his fields are properly tithed or not properly tithed. Afilu mishtei kupos, even if he's buying it from two different baskets. First time he bought it from one basket, the second time from another. Afilu mishtei yoris, even if this householder, this Am HaAretz, is selling to him produce that comes from two different cities. He's got the produce in his fields in two different cities. Nevertheless, the buyer is allowed to take maaser from one batch for the other, as long as it's the same variety, as long as it's the same year. Because you cannot take maaser, you're not allowed to take maaser from one variety on something that's different, or from one year's produce for another year's produce. Balabais shayo mocher yorak bashuk, a householder who was selling vegetables out in the market, and a chaver. A chaver means a person who is trusted for trumas and maasers, bought it from him. And then he bought another lot of this householder, this balabais, who is selling it in the market. Bizman shemevi'in lo miganoisov. If the balabais is bringing it from his gardens, that means he's only bringing the vegetables that he's from his own gardens. Ma'aser me'echad alakol. Then the buyer, the chaver, can separate maaser, can give maaser from one batch for the whole lot. Because all the vegetables coming from this balabais are either tithed, and if he's doing maaser again, it doesn't really matter. It's not a problem. Or it's all not tithed, which in case the maaser would be a proper maaser. It'll be vada. Umiganus acheros. However, when he's bringing to sell from other gardens, not just his own gardens, one's buying it from this Am HaAretz who presents his produce to the market, which he has obtained not just from his gardens, but from other gardens, then ma'aser mikol echad ve'echad. Then a person buying from him has to take ma'aser from each and every batch, because it's possible that one of the gardens that he's buying from, this Am HaAretz is buying from, has given ma'aser, and the other one has not. And he could be separating truma from the p'tur al ha'chayiv, from things that are exempt from truma, for something that is chayiv, or vice versa. Yushalmi brings that even if they bring it to him from other gardens, if the seller tells the chover clearly that I'm buying it from gardens where the owners of these gardens have not taken maaser, then you can take maaser from one from the other, because they're clearly he's trusted to say they're not tithed. Mishnah Ches. Halakech tevel mishnei mekomos, a person who's buying tevel, untithed produce, from two different places. The two sellers have informed him that it's absolutely tevel, definitely tevel. Ma'asim azel zeh, he's allowed to take ma'asim from one for the other, because it's all not being tithed, it's all not being taken ma'asim. Afal pi she'omru chachomim, even though the chachomim said, ein odom rashoi limkor tevel, that it's forbidden to sell untithed produce, because you're not allowed to let or release produce out of your hand if it's not been mesukan, if it hasn't been properly tithed. And the reason is because even if you say, oh, I'll tell the buyer that it hasn't been tithed, it hasn't been maisered, that's not good enough, because you might forget. So they made exera, don't sell tevel out of your hand, and therefore normally you're not allowed to sell tevel elo lutzorach, unless it's absolutely necessary. Nevertheless, if two people are selling tevor to a chaver and they tell him it's tevel, you can still take maaser from one for the other. Now, what circumstance would there be that you can sell tevel? Mishnah says, letzorech, if it's a necessary. One example would be if a person had produce that where chulin, a little bit of chulin, got mixed up with a lot of tevel, a lot of untithed produce. What are you going to do now? Every little bit of tevor that you pick up could be the chulin, which is potter, and you can't use that to exempt the tevel. So what do you do? The only way you can fix such a thing is to take maaser for the tevel pro rata from some other batch of produce which is definitely tevel. In such a case, So let's say you don't have any other produce, so you can sell this mixture to someone else. But when you sell it to someone else, it should only be to a chaver, only to a person who you can trust will take ma'aser. And he'll take ma'aser from his own batch, from another batch, on for the tevel that's in this mixture of chulin and tevel. Now, what should an amoretz do? If an amoretz had a mixture of chulin with tevel, he should not sell it. He should go to a chaver, and the chaver will then give him tevel from some other place, or will take ma'aser for it on the spot. But that's really what should happen. And the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though one is not allowed to sell tevel, but if a person buys tevel from two different sellers, you can take ma'aser from one from the other.